future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the Antelope in West London. So let's get down to business. Myself and Oliver Mayer are going to be mentors at the EOS London Hackathon. And what we have been doing today is working with the team over at Block One and preparing for the weekend hackathon. It's going to be the biggest one thus far. We expect over 500 participants to be developing, to be hacking over the course of the weekend. Obviously, the challenge has not been announced thus far. So this big thing is going to be happening. We're really, really excited to see the innovation that's going to be coming out of this event. Obviously, it's going to be held at the London Science Museum. So that itself is a really, really cool venue. Today is day four of our focus on the EOS.io protocol, day four. And we've decided to do something a little bit different. So what myself and Oliver have done is we have found one of the Block One developers. It's his first time in London. And we've taken him to a really cool traditional pub. And we've got him a pint because we're English dudes, man. And that's what we do. We host people when they come to London. You gotta show them what London's really like, man. You got to give them a bit of flavor, a bit of context. And I'm going to pass it over to the man himself.
Hey everybody, my name is Cody Douglas. I am a web developer for Block One, and I'm a full stack developer out here in London to help out with the hackathon, and I'm ready to be on this podcast and help these guys out.
Welcome to London, dude.
Cheers, mate.
Give the cheers, you know, the glass smash in there, man.
All right, so just a quick question, dude. With everything that's happening on the EOS.io protocol, all the exciting things that are happening, what excites you the most as a developer at the forefront of this?
So what excites me most is honestly the opportunities that are coming due to the blockchain and everything that's in the future. You know, this is an impending future, and we're on the forefront of that future. And it's really great to be there on the ground floor of something big, on the ground floor of a $4 billion company. And just in the first 100 employees is really something special. And you get to see the products being developed before they're even developed, and you get to be part of that process. And that's really what I'm excited about, is just to be a part of that ground floor and build out from that and see how the community handles it and see all the amazing applications that the community creates using the development toolkit that we create and using the dApps that we start them off with.
Awesome, dude. So on that point there, what projects have you seen, what dApps have come through that have your attention, that have you excited? What's kind of got your interest at the minute?
So what has my interest is basically obfuscating the blockchain from the general public, basically bringing the blockchain into the general public where you're not sitting here copying and pasting keys, worrying about missing a character. One of the great things about the EOS blockchain is that you don't really have to know much about the blockchain to be able to utilize it. These people who are developing dApps, they're developing them for the everyday user, for people who use Facebook and use different social medias, who don't really care about the blockchain side of it. They just want to know their data secure, and they just want to know what they're doing is going to be safe. And so that's kind of the direction that we're heading, is taking away all the complexity from the blockchain, but still keeping that security there.
Right on, man, right on. I know you're working in Virginia at the minute, right? So you're working closely with Dan and the other developers over there. I think what's really interesting, as you just mentioned, obviously, is the ability to scale, the ability to grow, the ability to make it easy for people. And I think EOS has done a really great job of that, because you can program in WebAssembly, C++, Python, Java. Like, it's easier than Ethereum, which is just Solidity. So at this current point in time, where do you see EOS going? Is it the dApp route? Do you see it maybe enterprise level application there? Like, what do you really see? What do you think is going to be the big catalyst? What do you think is going to be the killer dApp, or the killer application to be used on the EOS protocol? Because that's what's going to be the catalyst for future growth and adoption.
So I don't think there's going to be one particular catalyst that's going to bring the EOS into the forefront and take over the entire world, the blockchain movement. I think it's going to be more of a progressive move, that you're going to start seeing more companies build on the blockchain just naturally, you know, just changing over from your general protocols over to blockchain protocols. And what we're going to see as a result of that is that the blockchain is going to become commonplace. And EOS is just the forefront of that. It's just the building blocks that help you build applications. So it's not necessarily there's going to be one dApp that's going to come out that's going to be the next big thing. I think you're going to progressively see more and more applications start to be run on the blockchain. And EOS is in the forefront of that running. And we're trying to make sure we go through all the right steps to ensure that everybody can get there and has the tools they need to get there.
Oh yeah, man, you heard it there from the man himself. And where do you see EOS AI protocol in the next 5 years? What's the vision, man? Where do we see it?
In every home, in every application, and in every business. That's the vision right there. Is full security for everybody without even having to make a second thought about it. You know, when you're using Facebook, when you're using say your bank account, you're not thinking about, is this built on a SQL database or a Mongo database? You're not thinking about that behind the scenes stuff, right? And that's what we're bringing with EOS, is you don't have to think about it, more so as you're just using the blockchain and you know that your data is secure and you know that your data is on the chain. So that's really what we're going for, is to bring it to the masses in a way in which people know their data is secure without having to take a second thought about it and say, oh, I have to set up my account now and import my private keys and set up my authorities. Nobody wants to deal with that, right? They just want to use their applications and they want to know their applications are secure. So that's what I see coming up in the next
five
years.
Amen, brother. Amen. And how are you finding London?
Oh, man, I love London. These guys right here, they're awesome. I'm really happy I ran to these guys. Honestly, I don't know what's going on out here, but I'm here for a good time, and I'm here to help people build applications on the
cool
blockchain,
stuff, man.
And I'm real excited about it.
All right, dude. Thank you so much for coming on the show, man. Really appreciate your time.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Up next, we have your very own Oliver Mayer, SVK Crypto's blockchain analyst, with me. What's the pop called, Oliver?
We're at the Antelope.
The Antelope, dude. Set the scene.
All right. We're in a very, very rustic, very British pub, right off Sloane Square. Sloane Square. And I've got a pint of Peroni here, and it's a real British pint.
Talk about the hackathon. What's going on?
Right.
So explain what's going on to two teams, right?
So what we've done today is, obviously, we've been at the mentoring kind of setup for the weekend, and we've been split into two teams, right? So basically, how we've been told to think about this is it's a competition between the two teams, right? You have team one, team two, and whoever can build the best application within the time period wins, and we're going to really be kind of set off against each other. So we're all there. There's entrepreneurial mentors, there's technical mentors, we're all out there to really help where we can. We're expecting a ton of teams to turn up. So the interesting thing about this hackathon is that, you know, the other hackathons have kind of been earlier in the life cycle of the EOS mainnet. So now we're really expecting people to have a good grasp of EOS, the development toolkits behind it. So we're really thinking that this hackathon will produce some amazing projects. And with that, we need some kind of higher level judges. We've got Dan in from Virginia, who's going to be voting and judging on the projects. It's really exciting stuff. And Brendan will be there, and our very own Shane Kehoe, the co-founder of SVK Crypto, will also be a judge at the hackathon this weekend. So we're very, very excited to see what people can build.
Most important, we're on different teams.
We are, yeah. We're
me and Oliver are on different teams. Yeah.
The dream team have been split up. That's right, I got Cody, so it's all going to be cool, you know what I mean? Yes, unfortunately, there's two rooms. One of the rooms will be set in the I think they call it the one is the one is in the welcome room, and that will be where one group of teams are going to be set, and then the other will be in the is it called the flying gallery? What's it called?
Flight room.
Yeah, the other will be in the. Yeah, the other will be in the flight room, which is going to be a really interesting experience for those teams, because they'll be amongst kind of like planes and spaceships, and that's going to be really, really cool. I think that's going to be a fantastic room to kind of be working in. And they're expecting this venue to be huge. This is going to be a huge venue, huge event, and really showcasing everything that EOS can do.
I absolutely agree.
with you, by the way. And I think that it would be wrong for us to do this podcast and not mention our event last night. We had the event last night called The Future of Blockchain. It was an amazing event. So big thank you to everyone that came down. The turnout and the support was unparalleled. We were blown away. I mean, the place was packed. I was almost worried it would be a fire hazard. You know what I mean? I thought the London Fire Brigade would have to come down and sort it out. I was that concerned. But the level of questions, the level of detail, the level of understanding in the room was absolute. So big thank you to all of our community that came down and all the new people as well, because it's a growing thing. Everyone is welcome. I want to say a big thank you to Jamie Burke, CEO of Outlier Ventures, for coming down, and Rob Finch, CEO of Cypherglass, one of the EOS block producers. He's actually one of the top 21 now, yeah. He's in London as well, so he's a super smart guy. It was really interesting to hear his insight and his view on why EOS is going to be the leading protocol. As he said, the future of blockchain. And I don't think there's anyone better than Rob to really bring people up to speed in that department. He speaks super well, and we're a big fan of everything they do. On that note, we're going to wrap things up because we've got a dinner appointment to do with the rest of the mentors for the hackathon. So we thank you for your time. We thank you for your attention. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Remember, as always, to check us out on our socials, Telegram, SVK Crowd. Hit us up on Twitter at SVK_crypto. And if you're really on your game, if you're a class A hustler, email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.